Earlier this year, we told you the story of Idaho Fish and Game parachuting beavers into the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness in the late 1940s. Back then, the idea was to trap problem beavers, put them in special boxes, and parachute them from a plane. They were sent to remote areas where they could find a new home. Bob Dodson saw a reprint of our story in his local paper in Vermont. He was in Idaho when the parachuting program happened. He actually met some of the beavers that became famous as they were dropped from the sky. He saw our story and got in touch with our Samantha Wright, who tells his story of how he met some of Idaho's lucky flying beavers.
Yeah, what a story.
That's Bob Dodson. Now he lives in the tiny town of White River Junction, Vermont. But in 1948, he was looking for a way to make some cash.
I was at graduate school in the East, and I needed a summer job, and I was studying geology at the time.
He started working for Carter Oil Company as a geological assistant. He was paired up with a senior geologist to map parts of Idaho so the company could look for oil in the wilderness. Even though they stayed in Afton, Wyoming, they did a lot of work in the Caribou-Targhee National Forest along the Idaho-Wyoming border. Every day, Dodson and his boss would head out into the wilderness to go mapping.
It was at least an hour, maybe 2 hours, one way to work. We'd go off on these little roads into the Caribou National Forest, and there was a little stream beside the road, and the stream was quite a sizable beaver dam, which had no trouble for us at the start.
That is, until the beavers decided to build a bigger dam.
And the beavers apparently were expanding their family and needed more space. It was like a house improvement for humans. They needed to improve their home.
As the dam got bigger, so did the pond, until it flooded the dirt road. When they came upon this obstacle, his boss told Dodson to get out of the car and fix it.
I was the junior when I was sent out to do the work to break the dam of the extension so the water would leak out. And our road was messy and muddy, but we could get by.
Dodson thought the problem was solved. He was wrong.
Then the next morning, the same thing had occurred. They'd worked during the night. A family or maybe families of them had been at work and had repaired the puddle of what must have been 6 or 8 inches deep. And being a dirt road, we couldn't get through without removing the water. So we tore it down again. We did that, I don't think more than three times. And then we contacted the Fish and Wildlife Office in, I suppose, Boise.
The response was immediate. Fish and Game came out right away and trapped all the beavers in the area. That's when Dodson learned these beavers were about to become part of a new aerial relocation program.
We were amused and fascinated to hear that these beavers were going to be dropped. I don't think they said parachute. I wonder if they just flew low and dropped them and they would survive the fall. But it was parachute into some other part of Idaho.
Dodson says he and his boss were able to go about the business of mapping the forest.
And then, of course, we had no more problem getting to work. That was the last we heard of it.
Dodson says he wasn't concerned about the beavers being dropped by parachute. It seemed like a smart way to get the animals into their new home.
At the time, we had nothing but respect for the. He thought that was rather clever, well-organized state to do that. We had no feeling that there was any cruelty to this. In fact, they might have had a better home up there, building dams again. We were quite pleased and rather admiring the state authorities when we heard the news.
After his summer in Idaho, Bob Dodson went back east. He eventually went into international business, living overseas much of the time. He did go back to the forest a few years later with his wife and children on vacation. He says he couldn't find the old beaver pond, and there were a lot of mosquitoes. But Idaho was still a beautiful place to be. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.